a song very popular at this time of the year called Mary, Did You Know? A song that's sung about Jesus' mother. The song asks the question, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? A very well-known song, very sweet song at this time of the year. And it posits this question upon Mary. Mary, did you know that your son was the Son of God, your Savior, the Lord of all? When Mary was raising Jesus, did she have an inkling of who he actually was? Or was he simply her son who wouldn't pick up his socks and wouldn't eat all of his vegetables at dinner? Did Mary know who Jesus really was? We first meet Mary in the second chapter of Luke. Scripture says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. This is our first introduction to her. We're actually introduced first to her fiancé. Our first description of Mary is simply the virgin. And then we're told who her fiancé is and the family he comes from. And then almost as an add-on on the end, her name was Mary. He came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary is confronted by Gabriel, the angel, a creature whose presence is both amazing and terrifying. He greets her oddly, calling her favored one, for apparently she has found favor with God. This tells us so much about Mary already. Apparently, she was faithful. She was known by God so much that she had already found favor without realizing it. She's a woman of faith. She believes. She worships God, and her life to this point has been a faithful life. That's what this angel's greeting tells us. "You will have a son," the angel says, "and you will name him Jesus," which in Hebrew meant Savior. The angel goes on to describe her son. "He will be great, the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, and of his kingdom there will be no end." That is quite a description. Mary has been painted a pretty amazing picture of what's about to happen to her. But first she has a question. "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. As an example of how nothing is impossible with God," the angel then offers proof. "Your relative Elizabeth, who's in her old age, is pregnant with a child." That's a lot to take in all at once. Mary is given all of this information that she has been selected for this honor. And she has to process all of this. You know, I think sometimes in Scripture when we look at Mary, we tend to paint Mary with a very passive brush. We tend to try to make her fit into a mold of someone upon whom these set of events occur or happen to, as if she stumbled blindly into it, some poor teenage girl beset upon by these unusual circumstances, stumbling blindly into this situation. So then we ponder that question, "Mary, did you know?" It's a sweet song, and it has a beautiful sound, and I love it as much as the next person. But the question it asks, "Mary, did you know? Did you know that this child who is wrapping his his small, tender fingers around yours, who was cradled in your arms on those long nights when sleep eluded him, who you loved and raised, did you know that this was really the Son of God, the Lord of all, the Savior of the world? Did she know? Or did she find herself in a moment beyond her comprehension and understanding, fooled by God in some way into birthing the hope of the nations? I don't think so. Because Mary's response immediately to the angel, then Mary said, "Here am I." We've heard those words before. In the ninth chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah is transported to the heavenly realm where he sees God in all of God's glory, surrounded by the host of heaven. And he hears God ponder, "Whom shall we send to tell people about me?" And Isaiah says, "Here am I. Send me." Mary is told by the angel, "Favored one, you have been selected for this." And Mary's response is, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Yes. Yes, Mary knew. Yes, Mary knew Jesus was the Son of God. An angel had stood before her and told her. Yes, Mary knew that this was the Savior of the world, the Lord of all. An angel had stood before her and told her. Yes, Mary knew. Mary did not fall passively into this moment in history. She was not acted upon by God in some unknowing manner. She did not find herself bewildered and perplexed by the realization that her son was the Son of God. Mary knew from the beginning, before she was pregnant, she knew. From the first moment, Mary knew. And what's more, she chose to be the mother of God. She chose to go through what I'm sure she knew was going to be difficulties and struggles, trials and tribulations. An unwed teenage mother in her culture at that time, this was not an easy path she was being called to. But her response was, "Here am I. Send me." Mary was not some innocent collateral in the story of Jesus coming to earth. She was a willing, faithful, active participant. This is not the story of an earthly maiden plucked of her virginity by a randy deity and forced into a path of motherhood. This is the story of a faith-filled servant of God who was called to a purpose, called to a mission, who stepped forward and said, "Here am I." Mary actively enters this moment with full knowledge of what was happening and what was coming, and still she stepped out in faith. We see this in the scriptures. Mary immediately goes to her relative Martha to see that Martha is pregnant. But she also brings this song with her. It's called Mary's Magnificat, which in Latin means "My soul magnifies the Lord." And she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name." From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Yes, Mary knew. She goes on, "His mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." That sounds a lot like the psalm we read in our call to worship today, Psalm 146, where we praised God who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, who sets the prisoners free, who opens the eyes of the blind. It sounds a lot like what Jesus would say in his ministry. The first will be last, and the last will be first. Sounds a lot like he has filled the hungry and sent the rich away. He has brought down the powerful and lifted up the lowly. Yes, Mary knew. She knew this was Jesus. She knew this was the Son of God. She knew that he had come to save his people. When we consider Mary as an active participant in this path, a knowing participant in the coming of Jesus, the Son of God, the Lord of all, a willing and faithful servant to God, called to serve, who responded with, "Here am I," it changes so many moments in her story. Finding her 12-year-old son after he's been missing for 3 days in the temple teaching. Mary knew who he was. Her asking him to change water into wine at a wedding wasn't simply a nagging mother asking her son to do that party trick that he showed her in private, but this is a woman who knew that she was not asking her son to do it. She was asking the Son of the Most High. She was asking Jesus, the Lord of all, if he can't change water into wine, nobody can. When Jesus delivers his Sermon on the Mount and says the first will be last and the last will be first, how does it change our perception of that to know that that was something his mother was singing about before he was even born? Quoting the Psalms in her song, surely as he was growing up, he heard her singing that song around the house. The idea that the first will be last and the last will be first. Mary helped plant that idea in her son. Her coming to the cross, seeing him dying, faithfully understanding who he was and what was happening. Perhaps the only person in the entire event that knew this is the Son of God, because she had heard the angel describe it so long ago. Mary, did you know? Yes, Mary knew. Mary was a servant of God, a faithful participant in her faith, a believer who trusted in God, a woman of faith who, when called on, stepped up and said, "Here am I." Yes, Mary knew. And so do we. We serve the same Jesus, the same Son of God, the same Savior of the world, the same Lord of all, and we too are being called into service, called upon to enact God's purpose, called upon to bring Jesus to the world. Yes, Mary knew, and so do we. So what will our response be? Here am I. Send me.